Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Beautiful. This afternoon, 27 minutes just after one, the sound of Goshen as we worship. And as I said, it's taking us through to Pastor Nozipho Ragolota. She's talking about the fig tree and the true vine. Lord Jesus says, I am the true vine. So let's find out about the two trees. And I remember the fig tree, the Lord cursing the fig tree. All right, so let's go find out what the Lord has got to say to us about the fig tree and the true vine. He is the true vine. We can only live when we are attached to Him.
So what's the deal with the fig tree and why did Jesus curse it? You know, the fig tree is the third tree that you read about in the Bible. The first one being the tree of life, the second being the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the third one is the fig tree. And so this tree comes into play when Adam and Eve have now sinned, and now they see their nakedness, and now they feel inadequate to stand before a holy God, and they feel ashamed. So they decide to take the leaves of a fig tree, they sew them together, and they cover themselves. And yet their covering is not sufficient, because when God comes into the garden and they hear His sound as He comes, then they hide among the trees. And when He asks them where they are, they say to Him, we were afraid. We saw that we were naked and we were afraid. This is after they've made the coverings. They are not sufficient to cover up. So God comes in, and for the first time in scripture, you see a sacrifice as God takes the skin of an animal to make them coverings before He lets them go out of the Garden of Eden. So the fig tree represents our own mankind's systems and things that we try to put in place to make ourselves holy, to make ourselves worthy of a relationship with God. Those things are not the things that can save us. We need Christ. The Bible says that our own righteousness is as filthy rags before Him. So in the place of that, God has provided, just like He provided in the Garden of Eden, He provided the coverings. God has provided now the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That is Jesus Christ. The Bible says God had instituted a system where every year there was a covering of sin, a sacrifice to cover the sins for a year for the people. And then the next year, it had to be done again over and over until Christ came and dealt with sin once and for all. Everything that we will try to do on our own is never going to be sufficient to make us able to reconcile with God. Jesus says, I am the only way to the Father. Jesus even says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener, and you are the branches, and the only way you are going to be able to bear fruit is if you remain in me and I remain in you. And He says, without me, you can do nothing. So without Him, without Christ, there is no relationship with God. There is no reconciliation with God. This is the way provided by God Himself to make fellowship with mankind. So you see in scripture from the Old Testament, even up to the New, in different places where figs are mentioned or fig trees are mentioned, they're mentioned alongside grapes and they're mentioned alongside vines. So these two trees, they present these two options. Are you going to try and earn your own righteousness with rituals, man-made ideas, man-made you know, things that say, that make you feel worthy of God? Or are you just going to accept the gift that Christ gives, with which is His righteousness, His relationship with God, given in exchange for our sin as He takes away the sin of the world? The Lord Jesus Christ says every tree that is not planted by God will be uprooted. The X is already on the root of every tree that is not bearing fruit. That's what the Bible teaches. Now, here is this fig tree. Jesus comes and is hungry in the book of Mark 11. And this tree is advertising itself as though it has fruit. It's green. And, you know, I used to read the scripture and think, but God, you're unfair, because you created this tree. You knew very well it was not the season for figs. So why did Jesus curse the tree? It was false advertising. It was saying, I'm able to give fruit at a time when it was not. The efforts that we make they may look as though they are sufficient. They can bear fruit. We can win a relationship with God in our tradition and the things that we do. Even as born again children of God, thinking we can earn our way into salvation. When Paul speaks to the Galatians, it says, what's wrong with you? Why are you trying to go back to bondage when Christ has already freed you from the burden of trying to earn your righteousness? Because wherever we are trying to form a relationship with God, the nature, our human nature, will try to earn it on our own. And that becomes a stumbling block for some of the people that want to have a relationship with God, but they feel that, oh, I'm still bound in my sin. Oh, I still can't leave this thing. Whatever it is that keeps them in bondage, they feel like they need to earn their way into salvation. It is impossible. God says, I am the one who makes you holy. He says to Nathanael, when Nathanael first comes to meet Christ, when Jesus is getting his disciples for the first time, Jesus says, I saw you while you were behind the fig tree. You are a Jew in whom, he says, that there is nothing false. So in the Jewish tradition, Nathanael was spot on. But in the kingdom, he needed a Messiah. And so Christ sees those that are still behind the fig tree. And the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He loved us so much that while we were yet sinners, while we were behind our fig trees, trying to earn our salvation, trying to earn, to take away the shame, hide behind masks, he sees us. He sees beyond the things that we try to, cover ourselves up with to look as though we are worthy of him. The truth is, no human being will ever be worthy. It is the grace of God that saves us only through Christ Jesus. The Bible says he is the only way to the Father. Every other thing, every ritual we do, everything else, it will not earn us righteousness. He says in the book of John 15, I am the vine and you are the branches. The Father is the gardener and you can do nothing without me. He expects us to depend fully on him for our righteousness, our holiness, our walk with him, our relationship with Christ. Yes, we make an effort because we love him, but we do not save ourselves. And we do not try to deal with our sin before he has dealt with us. So the first door to the Father, the first door to that relationship is the blood of Christ. They sewed together their fig leaves. It was not adequate until there was blood that flowed. And then coverings were made that were adequate to cover them and remove that shame that they felt at that time. The blood of Christ has flown for this reason. This is why he came. For this reason he came, to take away the sin of the world, to reconcile us with the Father. When they were hiding among the trees, it was a wedge that was between God and man. And so Christ comes to reconcile man and God through his sacrifice. And this is the word fight for today.
That is Pastor Nozifora Golota. Thank you so much for the word. And if you haven't taken the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he is the true vine. You can take him today. You can accept him as your Lord and Savior. And he will come and reside in you. I just love the Lord. All things are made easier. His burden is light. His yoke is easy. And so we are grateful for that. We are grateful even for ourselves who are in the kingdom, that the blood of Jesus Christ still washes us on a daily. And his word, he washes us. He washes his bride with the word. And we are grateful for that. Pastor Nozifora Golota reminds me that he says, though your sins are as red as scarlet, come, I will make them as white as snow. And that is love. And if we go to the book of Isaiah 64 verses 6, the Bible reminds us that all that we are doing, our own righteousness, is like filthy rags. So shouldn't you, isn't it time to just exchange it for a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ? And this is the call for today. You don't need to hide behind the fig tree any longer, but you can taste the true vine. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You can do so even today. And we are grateful that we are able to do that. Pastor Kabelo Mabelani calls it a He calls it a gift that we have been given. He calls it a gift that we have been given. And he says, do take the gift today. Our Lord Jesus Christ is that gift that has been offered for you, sacrificed for you. You have been bought with a high price. And so I think it's time to just taste and see that the Lord is good. So you just say it with your mouth, you believe it in your heart that our Lord Jesus Christ came and he died for you and he rose on the third day. And if you believe that and you say it with your mouth and you say, Lord, wash me with your blood, he will do that. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. He will do that. We are not living on our own. We are not doing it ourselves. But we do all things through Christ. We are led. We are led. And so this is a call for you this afternoon. And I hope that you have been blessed by today's word by Pastor Nosi Parakolota from Glory Habitation. If you'd like to be in contact with her, she is available on 072-950-5026. It's 072. You can send her a WhatsApp to 072-950-5026.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.